And now, how about some music? This week, World Disc released their album Cult Cargo, Grand Bahama Goombe. And if you don't know what goombe is, well, it sounds something like this. That song called Give Me Some Skin was played by Frank Penn. He is the man behind the explosion of goombe music in the late 60s and early 70s. He joins us now from Freeport in the Bahamas. Hi, Mr. Penn.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very well now that I'm talking to you. And also joining us is musician Jay Mitchell. He is one of the island's most successful artists. Mr. Mitchell, welcome to you also. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. How are you? And it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Penn, how did you get involved with the Bahamian music scene? I think it's fair to say you're one of the pillars of the Bahamian music scene. So how did that start?
Well, as a young man, I was fortunate enough. My parents afforded me music lessons. And I guess between studying the piano and blowing the bugle, I became hooked. And then I think it was around 1965 or thereabouts, I did my first recording. And I was really hooked. And, of course, then, you know, I met up with people like Jay Mitchell and some very, very other talented Bahamians. And got involved, was fortunate enough to acquire a recording studio.
Jay Mitchell, what about you? How did your musical career start?
Started from a kid, from a baby, from a young kid going to school. I have always heard, like, orchestra in my head. And so I make guitars out of wood, out of can and stuff, and put drums around, put plastic over it, and create orchestra. And I grew just like that. Start singing in church, and the rest was history. I never stopped.
Jay, let's listen to one of your earlier tracks called I Am the Man for You, Baby. So, Jay, tell me about this. It sounds very Motown.
Yes. Well, you know, this is the time I had a group called the Mitchellites. I think it was about 12-piece group. And then Aretha Franklin came down to perform. And when she came down to perform, I was on that same show. And we really put some hell on that show. And so her guitar player, we got together. He said, I got an idea for a song. And we got together, and I did some, and he did some. And we put it all together and had it recorded. That's why you can hear a kind of Motownish thing in it. Come on and walk with me, my baby. Come on and hold my hand. Come on and talk with me, my baby. I know that you will understand. You see, at that time, I was heading for the international market. I had a international manager, and so to head for an international market, being a young fellow, that's what where my head was at. But that's not really the style of Bahamian music.
Frank, do you see a big connection between the development of goombe and the Motown sound?
Well, you know, young persons are attracted by top 40 music, and here in the Bahamas, we're close to Florida. A lot of the young men were listening to Florida stations, but when I developed the studio, one of the things that I insisted on was that, okay, I understand that you want to play top 40, but we have to make it sound like it's coming from Bahamians. And so that is one of the reasons that, you know, you had sort of a mix of the goombe and the junkanoo, and it's all tied in with a little bit of the R&B sound. And I think we came up with something rather unique.
Well, tell me about Mustang Sally, though. Where did that fit in?
Well, because that was how I felt in those days. Those were the top songs I did. By doing those top songs, after a period of time, I turned it in, and I was turning it back out of me. And like I said, I was looking for the international market. And to look for an international market, you know, I couldn't market what I wanted to do in Bahamian style. I wanted to bring the Bahamian music over there as soon as I could compete with their music.
The creativity during that period was, I would say, at a peak. Wouldn't you say so, Jay?
Yeah, it was at a peak. Mustang Sally. You better slow your Mustang down.
Jay, did you feel torn as an artist sometimes between wanting to play the music that you thought would be more appealing to the tourists and wanting to express, you know, the music of your heritage and of your island?
Well, like Frank tell you, we kind of fused it. We learned to be happy from both ends. We put both ends together and came up with a new, unique sound.
I thought it was very important that persons from the United States or wherever, when they heard us, they were able to know that we're performing on par with musicians worldwide, but we have a unique sound. And so the decision was made to stay in the bush, we call it. And stay in the bush was the way that we referred to our style of music. That's what it's all about.
And it was a dream of Frank because he kept us to that. That was his dream. Of course, it was our dream too. But, you know, me coming as an artist from looking in different areas internationally, so that's where my head was at. But my head was also into my music.
All you want to do is just to run around, silent ride, silent ride. All you want to do is just to run around, silent ride, silent ride. All you want to do is just to run around, silent ride, silent ride. All you want to do is just to run around, silent ride, silent ride. What an early morning. Somebody's gonna wear a
bath. Frank, you know, the Bahamas got its independence from the UK in 1973. Did that kick off kind of an artistic movement also? Did that awaken some feelings in the artists of the island who wanted to express some things politically that perhaps they had not done previously?
Well, I would say it did. You know, we're no longer children of the UK, and so we wanted to express that. Those of us who were in music, we wanted to express ourselves musically as well. And so, yes, that was responsible for a lot of new materials coming at that particular period.
Which of the tracks on Cult Cargo do you think expresses that best?
There is a track on there. I think it was done by Cyril Ferguson, if I remember correctly.
Gonna Build a Nation?
Gonna Build a Nation. Yeah, that's it. Right. That is one of the songs that came out during that period.
Let's hear some of it.
Take this information. We gonna build a nation. Brothers and sisters. This information together, hand in hand, we got to build a nation. To get down, 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 some of the things we need, Lordy, we must have love, trust and understanding. We must have love.
Frank, tell the truth. How did the political stuff do compared with the more commercial stuff or the sexier stuff or the lighter fare?
Well, the political stuff, as you put it, it gave us an opportunity to express ourselves. But I think it was more for us as musicians. You know, we got together and we did jam sessions and we enjoyed ourselves. And of course, when we went to work and we were playing to earn that piece of bread, then we played for the tourists.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that Goombay started to fade away by the mid to late 70s?
Well, the truth is, it hasn't faded away. Like everything else, it goes in stages. We're into another phase, but Goombay is very much alive in
very
the Bahamas today.
Right.
Very much alive.
I want to hear one more song. How about Tighter and Tighter? Tell me about that.
Okay.
I'm not going to get in trouble with my mom for saying that on the radio, am I?
It sounds different like that, but it's a straight, it's a PG song.
Okay. All right, let's hear a little bit.
You know I got to show you just how much I love you. Give me such a wonderful feeling. Baby, you got myself. Hold on, I don't let go. Hold on just a little bit tighter.
Hold on, okay. I feel better now. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Frank Penn is a musician and producer, one of the godfathers of Goombe music. We were also joined by one of the Bahamas' legendary artists, Jay Mitchell. Thanks, both of you, for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
The New World Disc compilation is Cult Cargo, Grand Bahama Goombe. And while Frank has moved on from music to television, you can still hear Jay playing throughout the Bahamas, as if you needed an excuse to go visit. That's our show for today. I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. We'll talk more tomorrow.